Friday, February 12, 2010, in Oroville. News, interviews, announcements with Malenka on microphone in studio Varun and Chloe. A look at the weather. Overcast skies, northeasterly winds 14 to 18 kilometers per hour, temperature range 21 to 29 degrees. Now listen to an excerpt from last week's concert at Pitanga performed by cellist Martin Merker and pianist Anna Adamik. Litter-Free Oroville, a recent initiative enacted in Oroville. A vision statement formulated as a result of this event. We dream of Oroville. The area as clean as a first-class operation theater. We then dream of Oroville roads as singing roads, roads that pulsate with a rhythm of peace and harmony and beauty. We dream of enchanting landscapes and charming atmospheres in Oroville, and that this will percolate its message of hope and goodwill all over India, the world, and pave the way for a happy and luminous future for all. So, when someone throws a plastic bottle or some other rubbish on Oroville roads, it seems a bit unconsciously as a no to the Oroville dream, no to the future of peace and harmony. But when someone picks up a piece of rubbish, that action says with good consciousness, yes to the Oroville dream, yes to the future of peace and harmony. And when rubbish on the roads are ignored, that very action cries out, I don't care, this isn't my work, my work is more important than Oroville cleanliness. It's felt strongly that cleanliness should be the basis in Oroville. And here is a quote from David Orr in 2004 about this. No society that loved its children would leave behind a legacy of ugliness and biotic impoverishment. The child's sense of connection to the world can be damaged by ecologically impoverished surroundings. And it can be damaged as well by exposure to violence, poverty, and even by too much affluence. It can be destroyed, in other words, when ugliness, both human and ecological, becomes the norm. Ecological design begins with the creation of places in which the ecology of imagination and ecological attachment can flourish. These would be safe urban and rural places that included biological diversity, wildness, flowing water, trees, animals, open fields, and room to roam. Places in which beauty became the standard. The news is an echo in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.